on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
BFA says Sam Allardyce's contract as England manager was terminated last night because his position became untenable. He's become the shortest serving England football boss ever at just 67 days after paying the price for comments he made to undercover reporters. FA chairman Greg Clark insists it's not shame the FA though.
I don't think it's embarrassing. I think it's rather sad. I think when you've got a manager who's doing a good job for the national team and makes some unguarded comments which leads him into a situation where his job is no longer tenable. That is sad. I mean, Sam was recruited in the right way.
KMFM News.
Two people have been charged after a taxi driver was reportedly threatened with a knife and robbed in Medway. It's claimed to have happened in the forecourt of the Texaco garage on City Way in Rochester in the early hours of last Saturday. A 38-year-old man and a 25-year-old woman arrested in a nearby alleyway are due in court next month. It's being claimed the ambulance trust that covers Kent is going to be put into special measures. South East Coast Ambulance has been criticised for the way it dealt with 111 calls last winter. Earlier this year, the Care Quality Commission issued a warning notice.
KMFM News.
KMFM has discovered almost half of us in Kent still aren't eating enough fruit and veg. It's prompted fresh warnings from health bosses. Josh has more for the update.
Well, it seems the message of healthy eating still isn't getting across. New figures show almost half of us aren't eating five portions of fruit and veg a day. Public Health England says only 53% of adults in the county are getting the recommended amount.
My name's Paul Ashwell. I'm a physical activity assistant and I work for the Healthy Weight team based here in Kent.
It might be just fitting it into their everyday lives because I think we can become so reliant on convenience foods and, you know, it's loads easier to open a bag of crisps off the shelf than it is to chop and prepare fruit and vegetables. That's the reality.
Well, these findings also reveal that only 1 in 10 teenagers get their five a day and that we're still eating too many sugary and fatty foods. We wanted to find out just how healthy Kent is, so we went to Gillingham, where most people have below the recommended intake.
Can you name any of these fruits or vegetables?
Yes, I can. That is a swede, that's a turnip, and that's a pomegranate.
Okay, and how many pieces of fruit and veg do you eat a day?
At least five.
So which one's a turnip? Because one of them's a swede.
A swede?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many pieces of fruit and veg would you say you ate a day?
Six, seven, quite a lot actually.
Probably one or two.
So you don't get anywhere near five?
No.
Why not?
Well, usually can't be bothered.
You can find out how your town compares with the rest of Kent and learn more about ways to include more fruit and veg in your diet at kentonline.co.uk.
Police are investigating claims a 13-year-old girl was approached by a woman who tried to coax her into a car in Hythe. The victim told officers it happened around 6 yesterday evening at the bus stop in Red Lion Square. It's feared there could be job losses in Kent after the company that owns Plum Centre announced a series of branch closures. It's thought around 800 staff could go, with about 80 stores across the UK expected to close. It's not clear yet if branches like those in Northfleet, Strood, Maidstone and Sittingbourne will be affected.
KMFM News.
It turns out hundreds of elephants that suddenly appeared in a Kent village were part of an art installation. The models were found on walls, benches in front gardens and on top of cars in Chilham last Friday. Faversham-based artist Jill Holder has admitted she was the brains behind the idea to bring the community together.
The second part of this project was about giving everybody a reason to talk to each other, and apparently that has happened, so I'm feeling quite pleased with that part of it.
And Brad Pitt will miss a premiere he was due to attend later because of what he's called his family situation. Angelina Jolie filed for divorce from the actor last week.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Football and Gillingham have picked up a point from their midweek trip to Chesterfield. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, the Gills fought back from 2 goals down to draw 3-all away from home last night. Assistant boss David Kerslake says they need to sort out their defence, though.
A character of conceding, that's the one thing. We don't want to go through the season conceding the amount that we are in a minute, and that'll be the main priority.
Meantime, Leicester topped their Champions League group today after making it two wins from as many matches in their first ever season in the competition. They got past Porto 1-0 last night. Tottenham got their first group stage victory, beating CSKA Moscow by the same score. Tonight, Manchester City go to Celtic. Arsenal host Swiss side Basel. And in cricket, two Kent players are up for top end of season awards tonight. England's Tammy Beaumont is shortlisted for Women's Player of the Summer, while Daniel Bell Drummond is in the running for Young Player of the Year. The PCA Awards are being handed out in London.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.